The rail tax bill as we knew it is changing, so much so that it will require another public hearing. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair joins us now with a reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Wow, what a difference a day makes. I mean, we thought they were going to vote on this yesterday, but they elected not to, those two Senate committees. And now it looks like there's a whole just raft of changes that may happen with these bills.
You know, it's really unusual. I haven't seen something quite like this. It was looking like the bill was going to extend that surcharge for Oahu residents in perpetuity. As you know, it's supposed to sunset in 2027. Now there's talk they may just extend it only to 2032. Money was going to go to the Department of Transportation to help with state highways. That was taken out. Now that could go back in. And there's still some questions about what to do with that administrative fee of 10%, the so-called skim that the state levies on the surcharge. Those are just a handful of the changes. This bill, according to Lorena Noy, the chair of the Senate Transportation and Energy Committee, said it could be heavily amended by the time we see a final version on Monday.
So at this point, do we have any indication about how those amendments may be, maybe looking aside from some of the things that you just said in terms of what the actual might be, not just, there might not be the 10% skim, but is there any dollar amount being fixed or fixed put into that or any sort of percentage put into that?
I think the reality check this morning for the rail bill is nothing is certain. Mm-hmm. Everything is on the table. In addition to the things I mentioned, there's talk about a tax credit for low-income folks because, as you know, the GET's regressive. There's talking about a BRT, a bus rapid transit lane, connecting central Oahu to Pearl Highlands, any number of things. I think the main concern, according to Inouye, that her colleagues and leadership in the Senate have is they want to do something to help the highways, the state's roads, and they feel that they really have been underfunded and need support from the legislature. But it's interesting that this has become the vehicle for the state's issue when it's really about Oahu Rail.
And that seems to be the very interesting point about this, because we've been talking about some of the other issues like the skim, like the fact that our roads need to be refurbished for such a long time that it's kind of curious that it becomes the vehicle for potentially doing that through this rail surcharge bill.
Yeah, one of the uncertainties is there is a bill to increase the fuel tax, the vehicle weight tax.
Weight tax, yeah.
The registration fee. That's something that didn't make it out last year. The governor's pushing it. That could conceivably go through, or perhaps it will be combined into this bill. We just don't know. There's even talk about money for education and affordable housing. This bill is going to be something to behold. If it gets through, a vote is scheduled, a public hearing next Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, but the overarching issue with this is how much the legislature is trying to cope with so many different issues and pack them into something that we thought was really only going to be about rail and GED.
And remember, this is a tax on Oahu residents. Yeah. This is not, a statewide issue. Although there's talk about allowing the other counties, it could also levy a surcharge as long as it goes to transportation issues.
Really interesting. Going to be watching this one. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Chad Blair joins us every day with a reality check.